wave of anxiety coming over me right now.
Don't speak too soon.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't make me nervous. What? Is that okay? Right there.
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm not getting any sound out of this amp.
That's not good.
There we go.
Yeah, buddy. Damn. Right.
Oh my.
Where is this going?
Oh man. Alright. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The head, it should have. I mean, live, we would have just been into the song, right? I mean, that,
right. Well, whatever happens, just everybody go with it.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
No, you know, let's do this. Yeah, I felt like last time you guys were kind of less tentative to start with, or so maybe it's because you know, playing with a new person and I don't know, whatever. But, I'd say the main thing is just rhythmically being a little more certain again, and just you know. Playing the same stuff that you're playing, but with just a little bit more kind of rhythmic confidence, if that makes any sense. And that's going to make it easier to lock in with him, too. So, let's try this. Oh, good. Now I get to, you know, pair people off in different configurations. Let's have each one of you take a couple choruses with just drums. This is kind of an interesting... Well, we've done this a couple times. Have we done this recently?
I don't know that we have.
I feel like we have, but maybe we haven't.
Partially, yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe partially. But
in the bass, definitely.
So you're just playing with them, try to, I don't know, just jump in.
Nice job, by the way.
Yeah. No, you sound really good. You've got a great time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's very, yeah.
Happy to take lots of tips because, you know, I'm so used to doing rock. It's just like the bass drum is always going.
Yeah, well, that's
so
the main
difference. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something there, but
well, the bass drum,
maybe I should,
so you know.
It's more like an accent thing, right? But,
right, exactly.
But I'm not sure where to put it in when I'm doing this.
Well, I mean, a lot of it, it sounds like such a cop-out answer. A lot of it is just listening to a lot of drummers.
That's exactly what Dan said.
Oh.
But I do listen to a lot of jazz, but
yeah.
I've been listening more carefully in the last week.
Yeah. Well, you know, it can even be something like, okay, I'm just going to listen in this one. What's the bass drum doing?
Right.
Just hone in on that track.
Mm-hmm.
We could even do a little bit of that. And a lot of what I do, especially with my, I mean, with these guys know it and with my private students, is I'll just have somebody transcribe either a fragment of something or play back a fragment of a solo and just try to develop it for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're kind of metabolizing it as opposed to playing an entire solo, which you're not going to play that again because it's someone else's solo. It's a good exercise, but, you know, take a little rhythmic figure and try to repeat it and see where it will fit.